USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic field for the White House in 2020 expands again with the addition of former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who says in a campaign video making his announcement that immigration reform will be one of the prime issues he's running on.
All of us, wherever you live, can acknowledge that if immigration is a problem, it's the best possible problem for this country to have. And we should ensure that there are lawful paths to work, to be with family, and to flee persecution.
O'Rourke is 46. Meanwhile, the Senate now expected to vote today on a resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. Several Republicans expected to join Democrats in voting to reject the presidential order. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
President Trump's former campaign chief gets another prison sentence. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Defense attorney Kevin Downing discussed the 3.5-year sentence handed out to Paul Manafort at D.C. federal court.
Such a callous, far sentence that is totally unnecessary, much like this.
Combined with a sentence in Virginia, Manafort received a total of 7.5 years, and the Manhattan District Attorney announced a new 16-count fraud indictment against Manafort.
The Labor Department reporting this morning 229,000 workers filed first-time claims last week for unemployment benefits, 6,000 more than the week before. Severe storms packing damaging winds and tornadoes now bearing down on the South and the Midwest, while major flooding continues across the plains. And a major snowstorm continues to affect parts of the central U.S. This is USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
A mafia boss who was shot outside his home in New York is dead. Francesco Cali was gunned down while walking outside his home on Staten Island. The 53-year-old Cali was believed to be the head of the Gambino crime family. Reports in the city of New York are that Cali was shot several times, and New York police do say the shooter took off in a blue pickup truck and no arrests have been made. The British Parliament votes today on whether to ask the European Union to extend the March 29th deadline for the UK to leave the Union. It comes after MPs voted yesterday not to leave without a Brexit deal. And on Tuesday, they voted to reject the deal Prime Minister Theresa May had negotiated with that trading bloc. A request for a delay would have to go before EU leaders when they meet in Brussels next week. And ABC is bringing back a couple of classic TV game shows. Vulture's reporting the network is rebooting Card Sharks and Press Your Luck this spring, and that hour-long episodes are already being recorded. The two shows have been off the air for years, but they've enjoyed popularity as reruns on the Game Show Network. ABC has not made a formal announcement of the time slots for those shows. I want to remind you again, we have a recently redesigned website online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.